Native America Calling. From Studio 49 in Albuquerque, I'm Tara Gatewood. Today we welcome Native Hawaiian band Maoli. Their sixth album, With Love, features songs that blend reggae, jazz, and blues, and it sounds like this. This band is a favorite among music lovers not only in Hawaii, but nationwide. We'll meet the band and hear more about their album right after National Native News.
This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Native women's advocates are hopeful a new Arizona law will help address violence against Native women in the state. Arizona's governor recently signed legislation ordering a study of the state's high rate of missing and murdered indigenous women and girls. Arizona Public Radio's Ryan Heinches reports it's one of a handful of current efforts in the U.S. to shed light on the problem.
The bill introduced by Arizona State Representative Jennifer Germain creates a task force to investigate missing and murdered indigenous women and girls. The study will be completed next year and will offer legislative and other potential fixes in Arizona. It comes in response to a significant lack of data on the issue. Experts say there's no reliable way to know how many women and girls go missing each year on tribal lands because many cases aren't included in national databases. Amber Canes-Bakrati is a Navajo Nation Council delegate and advocated for the Arizona law.
The legacy of violence in our home communities and amongst Navajo women and children in particular are at astronomical rates. Their suffering has been a silent epidemic, not only in our communities, but across Indian country in general.
Arizona has the nation's third highest rate of missing and murdered indigenous women and girls behind New Mexico and Washington. New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham signed a similar bill into law last month. In addition, New Mexico Congresswoman Deb Haaland is sponsoring a bill in the U.S. House to implement new policies for responding to cases of missing indigenous women. Native American women face a murder rate 10 times higher than the national average. For National Native News, I'm Ryan Heinches in Flagstaff.
Oklahoma communities, including some tribes, are assessing damage after storms this week. The weather shut down some tribal operations, including at the Osage Nation, due to flooding. The tribal government is expected to open Wednesday. Residents are being advised not to drive through running water over roadways. The Cherokee Nation is reminding its citizens living in the tribe's 14-county jurisdiction to contact the tribe's Emergency Operations Center about storm damage or flooding. The Midwest and parts of the plains continue to be under storm warnings. High winds, tornadoes, and flooding are of concern. Meanwhile, the Navajo Nation has received federal assistance for damage from winter weather, which led to flooding and heavy mud across Navajo land. President Trump on Tuesday granted a disaster declaration to the tribe. Many communities across the Navajo reservation were impacted by weather in February, including communities in Arizona where parts of the state saw record snowfall. The tribe is working with federal officials on recovery efforts. American Indian Week is being celebrated in Oregon. Tribal leaders joined Governor Kate Brown at the Capitol in Salem recently as she signed a proclamation for the week. The signing ceremony took place during the spring celebration at the legislature. Nine tribes in the state are recognizing their government-to-government relationship with the theme, Moving Forward Together, being good stewards of people, lands, and culture. Some of the tribal issues being addressed in the state include repatriation efforts and Native American studies. A legislative commission was created more than 40 years ago to work on Indian affairs. The Alabama Coushatta Tribe in Texas is remembering the life of traditional chief Miko Kolobi III. The tribe announced this week the chief's death at age 91. He was a tribal leader for most of his adult life, serving on the tribal council and as a chairman for many years. He was also a teacher and coach at area high schools and an elder in the Presbyterian Church. According to the tribe, a period of mourning will be held through the end of 2019. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
Now, National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Support by Ramona Farms, offering wholesome and delicious foods from our heirloom crops as our contribution to a better diet for the benefit of all people. We are honored to share our centuries-old farming and culinary traditions online at ramonafarms.com. From northern Minnesota, Red Lake Nation Foods is pleased to support this show and share the bounty of the harvests, wild rice products, and wild fruit jams, jellies, and syrups produced by American Indians and available at redlakenationfoods.com. Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
This is Native America Calling. I'm your host, Tara Gatewood. Hawaiian music is world-renowned for its harmonies and melodies, and that tradition carries on with the music that Maoli is putting out. Today, we'll hear their music and how they went from children taking in the sounds of their families in the backyard to growing into skilled musicians and singers, adding their own mark on island reggae and the movement. Many of the lyrics come from their lives, and they are looking forward to sharing them with you today. As with all of our music makers, we're inviting you into the conversation, too. To join us, all you got to do is pick up the phone and dial our toll-free number, 1-800-996-2848, and you can talk with the band. They are also sharing 10 copies of their album, With Love, and those go to the first 10 people to get on air with their thoughts or questions. And so we're going to go ahead and kick things off hearing a little bit from the group Maoli, and it goes in line with indigenous reggae that seems to be growing over the years. It spans not only from Hawaii to many of parts of Polynesia and in New Zealand, and this style of music is something that has definitely connected the people, the communities. So we're going to start off with one. This is off of their album With Love. It might sound familiar. This is I Can't Make You Love Me. And we're going to want to hear what you're thinking about it right after. Join us. Our phone lines are open, 1-800-996-2848. And here we go to Maoli. This is off their album, With Love. I'm thinking about this version of I Can't Make You Love Me. It is by Native Hawaiian group Maoli. And you are also invited into this conversation. We're sharing some of their music with you. First 10 callers on air will get a complimentary copy of the album With Love. Dial in now, 1-800-996-2848. Make your heart feel something that it won't. Here in the dark, in these final hours, I will lay down my heart. I feel the power that you want. Oh, you want. This is Native America Calling, and it is our May Music Maker. You just heard one of the songs off of the album With Love from Maoli. And right now, it is my pleasure to bring in one of the band members. We're going to go ahead and say hello to Kana Aku Corpus, who is one of the members. They also know him as Dwayne. Dwayne, thank you for being with us.
Aloha, thank you for having us.
And we're really excited to hear more about this album. We know that Maoli has been crafting its sound for quite some time. Talk to me a little bit about this album and what it means to bring sounds like this after decades of working on your musicianship.
Yeah, you know, this is the latest release that we had. You know, it's just all these years of being in the studio and, you know, just perfecting our craft and getting all the sounds right and, you know, just finally having the freedom. Well, you know, we always created our own or produced our own music and all that stuff. But, you know, it just kind of shows the years of just experience as musicians and as growing and, you know, maturing through this album. And finally, you know, we got a really good result out of it, a final result. So it was really fun project working on, and luckily we've been through a lot of studios throughout the years and stuff like that, and we finally came back home and did one back home on Maui, and so it was great for us to do.
And this music falls in line with what many more people continually call island reggae. Talk to me about this unique sound and just maybe any of the roots of it. Go ahead.
Island reggae music, well, you know, it started back in the days, I guess. You know, we started to get this reggae influence from Jamaica, but pretty much our fathers who started this island reggae scene was like Fiji. I'm sure you guys know the Fiji. That's been in the business for over 20 years now, and this other old-timers, Kapena, and Uncle Brother Walter, they kind of paved this way for this island reggae music, and as kids growing up, we kind of caught on to it, and we're like, oh, man, this is cool, you know, but don't get me wrong, though, in Hawaii, man, there's a lot of music talent and all kinds of genres from all over, and it just so happened, you know, the Hawaii started picking up this island reggae music scene, which is starting to take off, and it's been doing really good for years now. And we're just so blessed to be a part of that movement and that scene.
Well, you know what? The folks are, these phone lines have just totally lit up. Folks want to talk to you. If you'd like to talk to the band too, you can give us a ring. 1-800-996-2848 is the number. We're going to go ahead and say hello to Amy, who is in Santa Fe, New Mexico, tuned in on KUNM. Amy, thanks for giving us a ring. You are connected to Maoli.
Hi, Maui. How are you?
Hi, very good, Amy.
Good. I just want to thank you for being on this planet. Your music is amazing. It woke me up this morning. I was listening to the radio, and it totally changed my jive. My my jam. I've been super happy mood, and you know, feel good to be around. So thank you for helping that. I appreciate it.
All right, Amy, thanks for giving us a ring. And Dwayne, that's part of the reason why you all make this music, is to give that positivity or change that mood. Anything you want to tell Amy?
Yeah, like you said, that's what we're here for. Like our mission, you know, what we go around the States and everywhere we travel is about spreading music and aloha. Aloha is, you know, and that's exactly what it is, you know, just changing people's mood to be happy and just to be grateful of life and be blessed. And that's what it does, you know.
Well, Amy, thanks for reaching out, and we're going to continue sharing this music. We also have CDs that we're going to be sharing with you today. You can give us a ring at 1-800-996-2848 is the number. We are connecting you with the group Mauli. They are Native Hawaiian, and there are plenty more tunes to share with you today. The name of their album is With Love. They're actually on tour right now, sharing their sound with many parts of folks here on the continent in different states. We'll hear a little bit more about what it means to take their music beyond Hawaii and bring it to audiences and maybe even your indigenous nation or a place close to you. And if there's anything you'd like to share, we know reggae has grown as a popular genre among our Native nations, sounds that people can relate to. And there are plenty of people who have also picked up an instrument or stepped to a microphone to give their own indigenous sound to these reggae beats. If you'd like to connect and share some thoughts on that too, you can. 1-800-996-2848 is a number. We'll continue with our music maker here with Mauli. Phone lines are open. We look forward to hearing from you. A new round of tariffs have a number of tribes that trade internationally on edge. Several new policies and positions from the Trump administration affect tribally owned enterprises. We'll get a look at international trade and the potential trade war from a Native perspective. All this on the next Native America Calling.
Support by New Mexico Community Capital, bringing the tools for success to emerging Native American enterprises, including programs in financial literacy and business basics, with micro-lending available to early-stage Native-owned businesses. Information at neirprogram.org or 505-924-2820. New Mexico Community Capital, helping make the impossible possible.
This is Native America Calling. It is our Music Maker Edition. I'm Tara Gatewood from Isleta Pueblo. And with us today, we have Mauli. They are letting us know what it means to make music to make the people move. And if you'd like to chat with them, dial in now. Our phone lines are open, 1-800-996-2848. Let's hear from our audience. We're going to say hi to Karen in Farmington, New Mexico, tuned in on KSUT. Karen, thank you for calling. You're on air. Karen in Farmington. Okay, give us a ring back. You can join us too. 1-800-996-2848 is the number. And let's see. We're going to go ahead and give you more of their sound. We're going to go to the song Remember Your Roots. This is off of Mauli's album, With Love. And those are the sounds of Mali. This is Native America Calling. And let me just go ahead and do a little bit of resetting. Here in Studio 49 with us, we have the group. And I just want to go around the table and let these gentlemen just introduce themselves. Of course, their indigenous roots. And if you got to say hi to mom or the wife, go for it. Let's go ahead and start with you. Kana, go ahead.
Yeah, you've been talking with Kana. I'm the bass player for the group Mali.
I'm Glenn. I'm the lead vocalist.
I'm Pony, and I'm the keyboard player.
Well, there are some really strong sounds that you have given to us today to share with our listening audience. And you know what? These phone lines, boy, they sure are lit up. You know what? I'm just going to let you connect directly with our callers. Let's go ahead and take a call. You can also join us, too, 1-800-996-2848. Let's say hi to Ron, who's in Albuquerque, New Mexico, tuned in on KUNM. Ron, thanks for giving us a ring. You're on air.
Hi, Tara. This is Ron.
Hey, yes, how's it going?
It's fantastic. Listen, I just got to say to the band, you know, anytime reggae comes through Albuquerque or the Southwest, we're just like sponges. We soak it up like you wouldn't believe. All the other groups have come out of Aotearoa and thereabouts, and I'm just fascinated and so thankful that you guys are here and you continue on. And you know what? Indigenous reggae will live forever.
Yes, yes.
Awesome. All right, Ron, thank you for your call. We now go to the Hopi Nation to say hello to Ray, who's tuned in today on KUII in Arizona. Ray, thanks for giving us a ring. Go ahead. You're on air.
Hey, aloha to the band. I like your music.
Thank you.
I'm listening off of 88.1 KUII Hopi Radio.
All right.
And I was just telling the Native American Calling that we have some brotherhoods from the Hopi Reservation as well as the Eslada Pueblo in New Mexico. We have our own reggae artist, Casper Lamayespa, also known as Lamatawa. And we have our Native roots guys that come out from the New Mexico area, and I dig all kind of reggae music, whether it be international reggae, Hawaiian reggae, and our own brotherhood here in the native country areas. So I just wanted to big up to the band members there and tell them, you know, let them know if they're in the Hopi area or up in the area here in Hopi land, you know, free feel to stop by. Do give them my information and, you know, have them make contact with me.
All right, Ray. Ray, thank you for your call. Sure. We'll make sure that we make those connections. We now go to Susan, who's in Bethel, Alaska, tuned in on KYUK. Susan, thank you for calling. You're on air.
Hi, absolutely love your music. It reminds me of an Anchorage-based group called H3. They play Hawaiian reggae music, and I was going to see if, do you tour Alaska at all?
Yes, we
do. I mean,
we
have several high people that tour Alaska.
Yeah, we're going to be there.
And Hawaii, right next door, just across the ocean.
Yes, absolutely. We're going to be there in June.
Next month. In June?
Yeah, next month.
Aloha,
we'll be
Alaska.
There. It's a festival.
Do you know where you're going to be performing?
I'm not sure, but you can, all the info is at maolimusic.com, and we'll be posting all of that info.
All sure. right, Susan.
Okay.
Thank you for giving us a ring. And Glenn, just wanted to hear more about what it means to bring this kind of music, because I know it's a huge scene in Hawaii, this type of music. But life has asked you, take it over here to the continent and even beyond. Talk to me about what it means to push it beyond the islands of Hawaii.
It means a lot, man. For us, you know, this music is it has a lot to do with our culture, and it has a lot of love, you know, in it. And so that's why I felt like, you know, back home, there's so much, you know, there's a lot. Our culture has a lot to do with accepting people, or loving people, and we call it aloha. And that's what I really feel that we need to bring out here to the States or even around the world, you know. And that's why I feel it was our mission to bring it out here.
All right. Thanks for that. We're going to take another call. We're going to hear from Ashira in Albuquerque, New Mexico, tuned in on KUNM.
Ashira.
Hi. Thank you for making music. I think that musicians don't get thanked enough. They get criticized, you know, by critics, so thank you. And it's really interesting. I didn't know what your music was going to sound like, obviously, until I heard it. I thought it would sound more what I think of as Hawaiian, so this is really interesting, and I think I just need to listen to more of it to understand what it means to have Hawaiian reggae.
Right.
All right, and thank you for your call. We now go to the Pueblo of Acoma here in New Mexico to say hello to Mark, who's tuned in today on KUNM. Mark, thanks for giving us a ring. You're on air.
Good morning, and greetings to the band. First of all, I'd like to give you all praise and thanks for the music that you bring to us, and just thank you very much for what you do.
You're welcome.
I have a question for the band. It's good to hear that you bring culture into your music. Yeah. I was wondering if you have a language barrier that you have with your children, with your youth, and do you incorporate the language into the music? Because here on the Pueblos, we are experiencing difficulties in continuing our language.
Right.
And a lot of it has to deal with the music and the media these days.
I see.
We're trying to incorporate our Pueblo language into our music. I was wondering if you all do the same there.
Absolutely. We do. We also play traditional Hawaiian music as well. So, I'm always playing it for our kids and our children at home. Yeah, for sure.
And Glenn, talk a little bit about just how many Native Hawaiians grow up, that music is everywhere. Anytime there's something going on in the house, music is playing. When the family gets together, more music is playing.
Yes.
Expand on that. And of course, the language is there, too.
Yeah, absolutely. That's how we were raised at home, you know. Our grandmas, our moms, while they're cooking in the kitchen, they're always playing music and everything like that. And also when the families get together. But that's pretty much how we do it back in Hawaii. And I think it's really important to keep that our language alive, you know.
And so, Boni, we want to hear from you, too, of how you came into this scene and just, you know, how much strength you draw from playing music or even giving it to the people.
I first started meeting the boys in Lanai. I was actually with another band doing a graduation party. And, you know, from there, I jumped on stage with them and I started playing with them from there on.
Yeah.
Just changed number with Glenn and here I am today, you know, trying to spread love and music around the world.
Yeah. And what do you think about your music being received like as if it was back home?
I'm from the Marshall Islands and Marshall Islands is all about music, you know. I started in church and then moved to Hawaii when I was about 4 and then from there, kept it going, you know.
Well, we're glad you did, and even bringing it to us today. And maybe you've caught one of their concerts. You know, what does it feel like to be in the crowd when these gentlemen have taken the stage and are bringing their style of music to your own area? You can share your thoughts, 1-800-996-2848. We're now going to go to Eagle Butte, South Dakota, to say hello to Seth, who's tuned in on KIPI. Seth, thank you for giving us a ring. Go ahead, you're connected.
Hey, good afternoon, Mr. Gatewood and Molly.
Hello.
How you doing?
We're doing good.
All right, man. I just wanted to say thank you to the band for playing such positive music. I was introduced to them by my roommate in college when I went to Institution of American Indian Arts. And I'm a pretty big fan right now. And I missed the concert in Nebraska in, is it November?
I
started working at a radio station, and I've been trying to get their music out at the same time. But I just wanted to say thank you guys for all the positive vibes and everything.
You're welcome, my brother.
All right, Seth, thank you for your call there in Eagle Butte, South Dakota. Let's go now to Scott in Albuquerque, New Mexico, tuned in on KUNM. Scott, thanks for giving us a ring. Go ahead. You're on air.
Hi, good morning, everybody. First of all, I love the music. I looked you up last night, and I got hooked, and I really enjoy the sounds. I had a question on the style of music. As your previous caller from Acoma had stated, and all, well, kind of touched on, and also the previous caller from Albuquerque, the female from Albuquerque, the style of music, I was actually looking to hear like Native Hawaiian, but it was kind of it's reggae.
Yeah.
But my question is, what the style of reggae? What brought you to turn to this style, and what does it bring that your native culture or your native sounds, your native music doesn't? Was there a reason why you chose it? Is there a symbolization, or I'm just curious about the history of the reggae part and how you feel how it brought you to this point. I love
all
the
right,
music.
Scott. Thanks a lot. Go ahead, Glenn.
Yeah, well, reggae music it comes from Jamaica, but what we have similarity is we're all island people, you know, so we can relate to that. But we're not the pioneers of it. There's groups out in Hawaii, Bradawalta. I don't know if you guys ever heard of Hawaii Kane, but they're the ones that kind of brought that reggae into Hawaii, and we kind of just grabbed it and took it our own way as well, you know. But yeah, the reggae music is a big thing back home, and again, with traditional Hawaiian too, we do that, but we just chose to do reggae music. I like the upliftment, the positivity that it shares, and yeah, we're just here doing our thing, you know.
And with that said, you also pay tribute to another style of music. That first song that we played when we kicked off the hour is a cover, first sang by Miss Bonnie Raitt, out of the country scene.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Maybe people don't know just how much, you know, country is infused into Hawaii. They even got some pretty mean cowboys.
Yeah.
Anything you want to share about that? Anybody?
Where we're from, there's a lot of cowboys. We call them Paniolos.
Yep.
But we're from the country. You know, we're actually... We raised pigs and everything like that too. So, yeah, we were heavily influenced with country music, and that's the thing with Hawaii. There's so many cultures in there. There's Japanese, there's Portuguese, there's all these different cultures here in Hawaii. So we kind of just grab everything and we just put it out in the music, you know.
And what brought you to cover this song by Bonnie Raitt, and also sung by, you know, other people, some really big names? What brought you to it?
I just love the song, and I just feel like, you know, I just put a reggae twist on it, and it would feel just as nice, you know? And that's exactly what I did.
And we're going to hear more about this, and we also have another song that you put out recently. It's called Sunshine, and you're going to be singing this at different locations as you continue with your tour. Folks, you can join us too. 1-800-996-2848 is the number. And what do you think about the connections that this band is making to reggae? You just heard some country connections. You can give us a ring, 1-800-996-2848. We are visiting with the band Maoli, and they come to us from Hawaii. And of course, if we have some folks who are missing home and these sounds are taking you back to Hawaii, you want to say hello. The band is here. You can talk to any of them at 1-800-996-2848 is the number. And we do look forward to your calls. And maybe you're an aspiring musician, too, and you have questions on how do you bring your sound about, or maybe even convert and make a song jump genres because you like it so much. You can ask questions, too. And if you want to talk shop and you like how they are moving through these rhythms and have some questions on how they did it, you can give us a ring. 1-800-996-2848 is the number. We look forward to your calls. And when we get back after this break, we're also going to connect you with more people that Maoli is touring with and hear a little bit about what music means to them and what role it's played in their life, maybe even understanding their own indigenous roots. Phone lines are open. We look forward to your calls. 1-800-99-NATIVE.
Support by the University of New Mexico, the state's flagship research university. UNM is a welcoming and inclusive community of learners, providing enriching programs and services that support our Native American students. The University of New Mexico is growing the number of Native American and Indigenous faculty across campus. UNM is a destination university for Native and Indigenous undergraduate, graduate, and professional students. More at unm.edu.
Here at Native America Calling, we are honored to connect you with indigenous sounds. We've heard some out of the island of Hawaii. The band Maoli is proud of their native roots, and their album With Love has many tunes to make you sway, as you heard. You can also join the conversation, too, at 1-800-996-2848 is the number. And we have been visiting with several members. I'd like to go ahead and reintroduce. Here in Studio 49 is Glenn Awang. Some of the vocals that you heard are his, and we got to hear the heart of it. But, you know, like all good cousins, you bring friends and family yes. with you wherever you go.
Absolutely.
And I think that's what makes the music richer. It sounds like it's an extension of what you grew up with in Hawaii, of knowing that the music is for family.
Yes.
And so, Glenn, I'm going to do you. I'm going to turn it over to you to introduce the two folks that you've also brought with you, and we're going to hear a little bit about their passion for music.
Absolutely. Yeah, so this Sunshine Tour we're on right now, I chose to bring my brother Keilandi. He's from Oahu right now, and our brother T-Flats. He's a Maui boy as well.
Aloha. Hi, guys.
And Keilandi, tell us a little bit about your music and of course, you know, where you call home.
Oahu is my home right now. I was born there. We moved around a lot, but I am of Chamorro and Palawan descent. So that's kind of like where my roots come from. And island music, reggae music, it's something that we've all of us have kind of really grown up with. And everything that's influenced Hawaii kind of trickles down to us, too. So being able to make those connections and then developing and searching for your own sound, too, is something that's really interesting right now. But at the root of it all, I think it's like that reggae feel kind of is what brings us all together.
Well, yeah. We appreciate you being here.
Oh, thank you.
And go ahead. Take it away.
Hey, call myself T-Flats. I'm from the island of Maui as well. I'm really, really... very stoked to be here. Thank you guys very much. And I'm very excited to perform and share my music as well tonight. And yeah, you know, in the islands, where it's a huge brotherhood there. So I'm sure a lot of people can relate here, as you guys are natives and stuff. And we're really close, and we like to kanikapila, what we call it. And we like to have jam sessions and gatherings together and share each other's sound and everything. So that's how a lot of us got connected, was through the music. And that's how, you know, such as Glenn and Thomas and Kana became my brothers, and Keilandi was through music, you know, even though we might be different race and brought up different ways, we still, the music somehow brought us together as a family, you know.
All right. Well, you know what? More folks want to talk with you. We're going to go ahead and say hi to Mike in California, tuned in on KOPA in Temecula. Matt, thank you for giving us a ring. You're on air.
Hey, Holly, hellos from the big mainland. How are you guys doing?
Doing good, Matt.
Good, good. Hey, I just wanted to tell you, your music is just awesome. It's soothing. It's relaxing. I'm in a bathroom doing tile by myself right now for the last 3 days, and my frustration level was like at its peak. And when I turned on the radio and I started hearing the music, it brought me back my memories to going back to the islands and about 15 years ago. And it's just relaxing, awesome. I just love it. I just love it. And it reminds me of a guy that I met over there called the Barefoot Warrior. And that was, like I said, about 15 years ago. But just beautiful music, and just brings your heart back to what's important.
Thank you so much,
Matt. Oh, man.
Matt, great to hear from you. Now going to hear from Gail in St. Mary's, Alaska, tuned in on KIYU. Gail, thanks for giving us a ring. You're on air.
Hi. I turned the radio on, too, also, and I heard the music. And I had to smile. I kind of moved my shoulders and got my dance a little. I'm thinking, this is great music that you could dance to with your grandkids and have fun, you know, dancing with them. And I appreciate the way you guys are dancing, because it is soothing and relaxing. And it makes you smile and it makes you move. And that is real music. And I'd like to thank you for that. And I know the inspiration of your singing comes from being with your family, because you're happy and your friends, and it just, you just kind of come up with your own words of, okay, yeah, okay, I like this song, and, you know, maybe I'll make this a song. Yeah. So it's pretty cool.
Thank you so much.
Well, Gail, thank you for giving us a ring. And you know what? We're going to share some of their sound with you today. And just like we were describing, backyard, the family's together, and they want to sing. They want to give you some songs. Special treat today, and I appreciate everybody who has called in. Let's go ahead and turn it over to the gentlemen who are here in Studio 49 with us today to get a treat. Some beautiful sounds coming to us from Indigenous nations.
Spread aloha worldwide. I
have to drop it a key a little bit.
Oh, no. Hey. Ooh, hey. Girl, without love. Oh, baby, tell me what you worth. Girl, without love. I like to tell you, like to tell you now, baby. It could be you and me, oh, yeah. Living out of fantasies, yeah. And we will let the story go, oh, yeah. Whatever we choose to flow, oh, yeah. What you do when you do, girl, you're doing it so well, oh, yeah. I could live in this moment all my life. But if it ain't love, oh, we wouldn't have anywhere. We're not in perfect harmony. Oh, let me tell you, baby, now. You could whisper sweet nothings in my ears and I'd still be hugging. You are night in them silken sheets. It don't mean nothing. I tell you something, girl, without love. Oh, baby, tell me what you were. Girl, without love. I like to tell you, like to tell you now, baby. It could be you and me, oh, yeah. Living out of fantasies, oh, yes. And we will let the story go, oh, yeah. Whenever we choose to flow.
Song entitled Without Love.
And we thank you for sharing that with us. And when you're able to just kind of throw out some music and combine like that, talk to me about what it means to just be living in this space where you can, and you can see, you look across the room, you have two gentlemen from different places, yeah, other than you, and you know that there's that connection.
Yes. Again, that's how it is in Hawaii. You know, I mean, people come all over the world, and we meet them, and we're gathered by music. You know, and that's exactly what you just seen right now.
And giving us some of those sounds, T-flats. You were jumping in there, and tell us a little bit about your music.
You know, just being brought up in Hawaii, a lot of people sing and play. You know, even if you know, I was one of the few that wasn't the greatest, but. That's how I got my name, T-Flats. My name is actually TJ, which is Thomas Jr. And when I first started playing music in Hawaii, me and my two brothers had our first gig, and this gentleman actually came up to us, and he tipped us $100, and he was like, hey, you know, you guys sounded good. And then he pointed to me and said, but you were flat. So my two brothers started laughing. They go, T-Flats, that's your name. So years and years when we would continue to do the music, they'd always tease me and T-flat, so it made me want to do the music even more, and because I'd love to sing, you know, and I wasn't the greatest singer, but, you know, with practice and linking up with the right people such as Glenn from Maoli, and, you know, being able to practice and really get taught, I got better and, you know, kept the name as a reminder, and now I'm not flat, hopefully, so come check us out, you know.
And Kalandi, tell us about your journey to music.
Oh, you know, gosh. I don't even know where to start, really. You know, I've always loved music. I've always sang. I've always kind of just, you know, done things for friends and family. And then, you know, one day, I think about 2015, a friend of mine suggested that I should take it a little more seriously and, you know, and try and actually put together something in the studio, some album work. We released a single and it did well. And then since then, I've been figuring out this journey of music to where I'm at now. And I mean, I just want to tell you and everyone that's listening, this right here, it's not for everybody. You know what I mean? But yeah. It's a dope experience. It's an amazing experience, and I just want to take this opportunity right now. If you guys are listening to Maoli music, I've been listening to Maoli since I started kind of coming up, and for me to be on tour with these guys, you know what I mean, it's a real big blessing. And you know, I just want to thank these guys for allowing me the opportunity to come out here and perform, and places like New Mexico. I didn't even know there's so many questions I have about this place, the people, the different, you know, tribes, and the more I learn, the more I realize that where I'm from, Chamorro people and Palauans as well, we share a lot of the same issues that affect us culturally. Absolutely. And I got to tell you now that it's influenced me to want to start writing music that's going to be a little bit more, because now it's just bigger than my people. You know what I mean? It's bigger than the Chamorros and the Palauans out there. Hawaiians go through the same thing. And now there's all these different tribes and people that we've met of Native Americans as well that we, you know, that I know are listening. So now it's kind of, you know, making me want to expand and move further. But, you know, if you guys have a chance, Maoli tonight, it's going to be Rocky and T-Flats and myself. It's going to be amazing.
And you know what? Go ahead and give out the information where people can find more information about the tour. And then, of course, any specifics where you'll be playing.
Yeah. So tonight we'll be at the Inside Out. That's tonight. But any other information you need from the band is at maolimusic.com. You check us out there, and you'll get everything right there.
And Kalandi, this is something that we get into a lot in our discussions when we talk about movies and film and Hollywood. And so many of us Indigenous people, we grow up never seeing people who look like us on television, or either somebody who is not Indigenous playing us.
Yeah.
Talk to me about breaking away from some of that too with music, because we know when we look across, we need that representation.
Well, you
too.
Know what? Honestly, that's probably one of the biggest things. And I've noticed that our people are very few, especially in America. But they've been coming out to the shows. I had no idea who people that follow me and kind of do things, though. They've been coming out to the shows because Maoli brings such a big draw already. And a lot of our native people and people that I share the same culture with, they've been following Maoli as well. So as these shows go on, I see a lot of people from, you know, the Marshall Islands, from Guam, from Saipan, Tinian, Rota, Palau, you know, and all these different, you know, Native American tribes as well. And they come up to me and they're like, we've been listening to your stuff, because, you know, they found out that we're on tour with Maoli. And I mean, one of the biggest things that someone told me was no one from where I'm from Chamorro or Palawan is doing what I'm doing. And they're just so proud. You know, I'm getting messages and DMs all the time. Like, we're so proud of everything that you're doing. So breaking away from the stigma, now you got somebody that's really representing you that's out there. Mm-hmm. So they're just as excited as I am. I'm ecstatic. Like, I don't know if you guys... I can't take this smile off my face. This is really an awesome experience.
Well, thank you for shaking it up. And you know what? We're going to give you more sound. Gentlemen, go ahead, take it away.
T-flats, give them some.
Salute original song entitled Good Day. This is a song that Maoli helped me actually produce, and Glenn actually helped me write this song. Baby, I think it's time we have this conversation. It's been a while, we ain't getting no younger as the days and the months go by. Surely it's a thought that's been on your mind lately. I've been seriously contemplating whether or not this is something that you and I do and we try to pursue and give it everything that we got, yeah. Here I am with my heart on the table, willing and able. There you are with open arms, she's telling me yes. Today is a good day, baby. 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 We'll take our time and we'll get what we need. Living off love and loving only. And if you need something, they can all see. I'll be the one to give you everything. You'll have the house and the cars and the shoes and the bling. Fly you to Paris to buy you the ring. I'll give you everything you're longing for till your little heart can long no more. Here I am with my heart on the table, willing and able. There you are with open arms, she's telling me yes. Today is a good day, baby. Today is a good day, baby. Today is a good day, baby. Today is a good day, baby.
T-flats up on the mic.
All right, I got to second that. It is a good day. Thuku'i, it is a good day. And gentlemen, I really appreciate everything that you have brought today, even sharing your music with us. And you know what? You've given people more homework, more people to look up, more nations to learn about. And we look forward to seeing, you know, where you are 10 years from now. Kalandiwan, you've created a whole army of musicians and people who are doing this, and maybe even here in this studio too. It is definitely a very special place to bring so many indigenous nations and just making our Studio 49 that much sounder. Thank you all for being with us today. That's going to wrap it up for our program today. Thank you to everybody that we heard from. And if you missed anything in this hour, you can go back and listen to it in our archives. You can find it at NativeAmericaCalling.com. And we also are inviting you back tomorrow. We're going to keep it international again. We're going to talk about international trade among our indigenous nations, what we're doing, what we're sending out, and the things that come with it. I'm your host, Tara Gatewood.
Program support from AmeriCorps Vista. AmeriCorps Vista members make a difference in the fight against poverty while earning money for college and gaining valuable skills.
We have rewarding service opportunities around the country, focusing on economic opportunity, healthy futures, education, and more. It will change your life and the lives of others. Information at americorps.gov/VISTA.
Buju. Gige kenda nina nawaj weni pinak ch o konapene de nishinabe o washime bakan be madizi jig. Goji chigain no jamun. Nawaj nandige kendan medicare.gov gema ganoj ne nanda wiawe de nishinabe akwazi begamigung. Gaunde nagadeg the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Miigwech.
Native America Calling is produced in the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios in Albuquerque, New Mexico, by Kwanic Broadcast Corporation, a Native nonprofit media organization. Funding is provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, with support from the Public Radio Satellite Service. Music is by Brent Michael Davids. Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.